Mike Malevsky here with Radio Free Palmer. It's my great pleasure to be interviewing Billy Toyin, who is a candidate for governor in the state of Alaska in this election coming up in November 2018. Thank you for taking the time to call in, Billy.
Sure. Hey, I'm really happy to be here.
So for background, we're just using a theme as follows. Both nationally and here in Alaska, there's developed an increasing political polarization resulting very often in what is called gridlock. I'll ask a series of questions and you'll have an opportunity to add your own comments.
Okay.
First question, how do you view the present functioning of state government? And along with that, what is your approach to working with others of different perspectives to ensure quality government?
Okay. The current functioning of state government right now, it would really just depend on what issue is being addressed, because that's a pretty broad stroke right there. And as far as working with others, if it's something that's really in the beneficial interest of all the Alaskan people, I certainly don't think party lines should be in the way just to show that the other guy's wrong. I think we need to get our priorities in place and the well-being of the Alaskan people first.
Would you perhaps have an example of something that seems to be functioning well in state government as well as something that might not be functioning so well?
Let me see. Functioning well. Let me start with what's not functioning well.
Okay.
The finances are not functioning well because they've been basically reconfigured to where so many of them have been diverted off budget outside of where they're supposed to be going into off budget cash pools, which we'll come to separately. Other thing not working, the ferry system is basically being down. They did launch two new ferries, but overall the ferry system is not functioning as well as it should be. It's on its way down. It should be coming up. Now, those things in government that are functioning well right now, you know, I can't think of anything at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to question number two. How would you describe ethics in government and the money often connected to issues? And a couple of parts more, what would you specifically do to ensure an ethical atmosphere? And for example, do you support clean election laws like they have in several other states where candidates raise small amounts of money with petition gathering and get it matched with public funds?
No, because every time you turn to some form of trying to legislate ethics, campaign finance reform, it's written by the people that are in power, and they write these laws. They don't call you up, they don't call me up and say, hey, how are we going to do this? They write it to cut the throat and put down any competition, and they will exempt themselves. So really, it needs to be free and open. The more you give government the power to restrict how elections are, the worse it can become. And in the meantime, then, it's up to the people and the electorate to make their decisions primarily, not based on who has more advertising, but what the person is really doing. So that's my view. I know it's different from a lot of others on the so-called ethics.
Okay. Next question. In your view, what are the most serious environmental problems that need to be addressed, and what do you see the state's role in finding a solution for those problems?
Okay. On the environment, just one moment. Can I just push this, and it won't hang it up? I'm putting you on speaker.
Okay.
Okay, you're there?
I am.
Okay, I just switched you over to speaker. So the question was,
what are the most serious environmental problems that need to be addressed, and what do you see as the state's role in finding a solution to those problems?
Yes, coming back around, I would say there's common sense, clean operation when it comes to any kind of industry, of course, mining and oil would come to mind. There are regulations in place at this time. Right now, Alaska doesn't have the population to create a lot of the environment problems, such as a heavily populated, very industrial areas like China, for instance. But there still are a few issues. And right now, I think we do have some safeguards in place. Accidents can happen anywhere, however. So in the meantime, I would say local control and privatization is a big key factor, because with such, the people of the local areas can have a lot more say-so. But in the meantime, as it is, for the immediate need, there are regulations in place. We just need common sense adherence to them.
Okay. What is your view of the government's role to make sure every Alaskan has access to health care?
I don't think it should be a government role. What we need to do is get the cost of health care down. Right now, it's a monopoly. Big Pharma, the AMA, they've monopolized and totally price inflated everything. When I was a kid, you could go to the doctor just like, you know, you could pay a veterinarian or other things that you would do out of pocket. So we need to make sure that there's alternatives available, not suppressed, everybody should have their choice in what type of health care they have. And then with a form of free market competition, prices will come down. So I don't think when prices are out of control, we need to find out what is overly inflating these prices before we start picking each other's pockets to pay for it.
Okay, thank you. Last question. There's an increasing pressure on the state's budget, especially the funding of education, health, human services. Other services such as transportation and public safety are also feeling a pressure. How do you see the legislature contributing to solutions?
The legislature needs to address the 50-plus off-budget entities, which is into the tens of billions of dollars, maybe even pushing actually $100 billion total, which have been diverted off-budget over the past 33 years. At one time, there was a few legitimate off-budgets, such as public employee retirement, the permanent fund, supposed to be out of it. But since then, more and more, every year, more and more funds historically destined for the general fund have been diverted into these off-budget cash pools. And there's no reason whatsoever to have any kind of a deficit with these amounts. I will be posting online an easy-read version of what's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. It is there. You can go to State of Alaska, Department of Finance, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. You will see them online, but they are very hard to read. So when every man, woman, child, and whoever the governor is can see what has gone off budget and see that the so-called budget is only a 25% corner, there's going to be a whole new ball game in place. And it will be going online hopefully in the next week or two, I am hoping. So the legislature would need to address this, redirect these funds back that were historically destined for the general fund, back into the general fund, and we won't have these issues.
Okay. Thank you. Now's the opportunity you have to make any comments you'd like as we finish up this interview.
Okay. I have my pledge. That's my one big thing, and it's the whole reason that I am running, and that is, once again, to expose the true nature of the state's finances. And it's a seven-point pledge and plan. Number one, protecting the PFD using its historic calculation, along with back pay to the Alaskan people of all PFD monies taken from them. Two, monies historically destined for the general fund, so-called the budget, that have been diverted into off-budget cash pools are to be redirected back into the general fund to become available, again, to pay day-to-day operating expenses of the state. Three, a forensic audit of all off-budget trust and agency funds, along with a list of every stock, bond, and other investment that each off-budget entity owns. Four, all year-end off-budget account surpluses get recategorized as assets. This is wrong. Recategorize those profits as what they really are, excess revenue. Five, change the law so no account can ever convert yearly profits into off-budget assets ever again. Six, oppose all new taxes and consider a layer-by-layer appeal of existing taxes as the off-budget assets and incomes are recovered and redirected back into the general fund. Seven, last but not least, after the state's day-to-day operational needs are met, consider a distribution of these excess profits to the people of Alaska every year in addition to the permanent fund dividend. That is the main reason no other candidate is addressing these off budgets. No other candidate is addressing the other 70% of the state's incomes. I would rather be doing other things, but I am running and I am seeking to win to get in there, maybe just for 4 years, put everything back into order where it should be, then get back out and get back to doing what I would really like to be doing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Billy Toyin, for taking the time for this interview on Radio Free Palmer. You're a candidate for the Libertarian Party's ballot for governor of the state of Alaska.
I thank you very much, and I really enjoyed being here.
All righty. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.